Germany is the champion of women's soccer. Yesterday in Carson, California, the German national team beat Sweden 2-1 in overtime to win the Women's World Cup tournament. It was an exciting finish, even though it lacked the drama and significance of the last World Cup final 4 years ago. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There were about 2 minutes left in regulation time yesterday when German substitute Nia Kunzer bounded onto the field. She had fresh legs, a critical asset near the end of this hard-fought match. Moments later, in sudden-death overtime, Germany's Renata Lingor launched a free kick as Kunzer positioned herself near the Swedish goal.
Lingor puts it up, headed in! Germany wins!
Nia Kunzer jumped into the air, headed the free kick past Sweden's goalkeeper, and became a national hero. She was mobbed by jubilant teammates in a scene reminiscent of the 1999 finale when the U.S. women won a penalty kick shootout against China. But while that was considered a seminal event for women's sports in this country, yesterday's final ended with ABC television switching away before the trophy ceremony to cover a men's golf tournament. Certainly there would have been more interest had the U.S. played in the final, but the Americans lost to Germany in the semis and were relegated to Saturday's consolation match against Canada. The U.S. won 3-1 and finished third in the tournament, not the way star Mia Hamm wanted to end her storied World Cup career. But afterwards, on ABC, she said she found comfort, as always, in the enduring closeness of her team.
We always talk about this being one huge family, and it definitely is, and it will continue to be far beyond our playing years. And it's a special, special group of people.
The U.S. will try to climb back to the top of women's soccer at next year's Summer Olympics. But as this World Cup proved, the competition's a lot stronger than when the U.S. dominated the women's game during the 1990s. Tom Goldman, NPR News.